This is Corey.
And Patricia.
And we are talking, and that's the name of our new podcast. So come and join.
Welcome.
And listen to us. This is Corey.
This is Patricia.
This is Corey and Patricia talking. And welcome to a new episode of our podcast.
Welcome.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing out there? How you been doing this week and the day, sweetheart?
Been doing great. Been doing just fine. Thank you. And you?
I've been doing fine. It's been kind of a, laid back day today. Mm-hmm. I haven't done Nathan. We went and ran to the store earlier today. Ordered some stuff online for a tune-up.
Right.
So, what you been up to this week? You've been off all week.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Yeah, been off all week.
Been off all week long.
Yeah.
Been a bad week for me.
Yeah, we had a family issue. And a loved one passed away.
Right.
And also myself, I went back to work Wednesday. I was in a 14-day quarantine. Mm-hmm. I was negative, though, but a lot of my coworkers tested positive, a handful of them that I worked near. I guess they call it contact tracing. If you work longer than with somebody or beside, or you talk to them longer than 10 minutes or 15 minutes, they may have updated, I believe, but that's like contact. But we're a small plant, pretty much everybody. So I had to quarantine, and I heard that they shut down for a day.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of days. I know they shut down that Tuesday for the second shift. And they shut down Friday going into the weekend, and they wanted everybody to go and get tested. Like I say, it's only like 60. A lot of people that work in the office are working from home, so it wasn't that many, maybe 30 people there, but we all had to go get tested.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of positive cases, and we also had a lot of people that had to quarantine. And some people that tested negative went back to work. And I went back to work this past Wednesday.
Yeah.
So was it
tiring for you that day, or...?
Yeah, it's I work in a manufacturing. When you be on your feet 8 to 10, about 8 to 9 hours a day, and being off 14 days, just like being on vacation. We used to go on vacation.
Yeah.
You go back to work after a week, and you're like, oh man, I've been out of work for 2 weeks. Even though I only worked 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, my back was tight, man. You heard me on sometime before bed when I'm always stretching.
Yeah,
my legs was tight. I was like, oh, but it was good to get back in work, just to get back in the
groove of things,
swing of things, to get back in your routine.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot going on in this past week.
It has. Yep.
A lot going on in the news. We also had some entertainers. We had that gospel singer. What was his name?
Rance Allen.
Passed away.
Yep.
Also, and Sean Connery also passed away.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Sean Connery was 90. This guy, I think he was in his 70s.
Yeah, 71, I think.
Yeah, I think I looked at the thing and said he was born in 48.
Oh, so, yep. Rance Allen.
It's long, long life.
Right.
It's about average in this country, about, 60, 70 something.
Yeah.
And Sean Connery lived to be 90.
A long life.
Yes, yeah, it's a blessing just to wake up sometimes. A lot of times, we as human beings, we take it for granted because it's just like, I'm supposed to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But sometimes you don't wake up.
Right. It's true.
Sometimes accidents happen, situations happen when, you're no longer, you're in that afterlife now.
Right.
You get to see what's really what, if you believe in that or not. Also, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say afterlife.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you believe in, if you believe in heaven or hell, some people don't believe at all.
Right.
They just think you just go back to the ground. Whatever you believe in, you'll get to find out, were you right or you wrong, you know what I mean?
It's true.
So.
It's so true.
But a lot of times we do take life for granted. Life is a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, it is.
And as I get older, I notice that because a lot of people I went to school with are no longer here. I'm only 43, so I'm like, man, make sure to take care of yourself and, you know, live every day like it's your last. At least be grateful and be thankful. Sometime in the hustle and bustle of life, you know, we're so busy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like when I get off work, I get off at 5:30, I get home, it's after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's 9 o'clock. Next thing you know, it's 10:30. It's time to take a shower and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, that's fast. And it's the weekend, and it's next week. But yeah, it's been an interesting week, a very busy week. You know, we got the election Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, I think I was looking online that website that I brought up last time, the election report.
Mm-hmm.
Over 90 million people have already voted. And still,
wow, that's
Tuesday.
A lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. The good thing is everybody is, you know, wanting to vote. You know, that's a advantage of, you know, you got to take advantage of that.
Right.
No matter who you vote for, whatever your political persuasions are.
Right.
Persuasions. What you want to say about that?
I was going to say, especially when you have that privilege to vote.
Yeah.
Especially in the African American community. So.
Yeah. A lot of us vote. A lot of people don't vote. I wonder if a lot of young people going to vote. I guess we'll see. When they're saying a lot of young folks are turning out, but we're going to see, you know, once they plow through the numbers and stuff. But right now, well, it's looking like a very high turnout, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, no excuses. Of course, the losing side is going to have excuses. That's how it is.
Right.
People are going to be talking about fraud, or people are going to be talking about voter suppression. Sometimes you just got to take the L and go back and try to reach more people.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Also, doesn't look like a stimulus package. Of course, the election is Tuesday, so a stimulus package is definitely not going to get passed.
Right.
Before the election.
Maybe most definitely not.
After the election or in 2021.
Yeah, and they're putting a lot of false advertisement on, you know, YouTube, and that's just, it's just so weird.
Yeah, that, what they call
giving
that?
People false hope.
They call that what, a clickbait?
Yeah.
Yeah, but these YouTubers put stuff in there. I mean, I've been saw through that months ago. I'm like, I follow the news, and I haven't heard anything. It's just clickbait.
Yeah. I don't like that. How they... bunch of foolery.
Yeah, I don't pay much. I'm used to it now. What else going on? Stimulus? The surge. COVID is surging.
Oh,
it's surging worldwide. Not only in this country, but Europe, Asia, just worldwide. And I was telling you earlier that Great Britain just went in lockdown for a month.
Yeah.
What's his name? Boris Johnson?
Yeah, Boris Johnson. I read that.
And I think yesterday and the day before, Germany and
France. Yeah.
Also in the lockdown. I don't know. My cousin living in Germany, I may inbox him and see what kind of lockdown. You can look it up. I may inbox him and ask him about the lockdown. Germany France were on lockdown.
I did read that New York is having a very mandatory testing for COVID-19.
Mandatory testing?
Yeah, because it's like reach over. It's a lot. It's a lot of people who have COVID in New York.
Yeah, it must be spiking back up. It's spiking everywhere. Spiking back in this country. I see the Midwest. A lot of rural areas are getting hit. Or, but it's going worldwide. But also I noticed that no one is really talking about the flu. So I wonder, a lot of those cases, people just catching the flu.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, you're going to get the flu and they're going to call it COVID? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you got the flu, you do the nose swab or the mouth swab, would it still come up positive? If you have, you know, if you got the flu, would it still show something? you wanted to add to that, you said?
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier about you didn't hear anything about the flu and how they might, if it is the flu, they would they call it, you know, COVID, like you said. You did mention that.
Yeah, some of the symptoms, kind of body aches and, you know. Also, with the flu, you develop pneumonia.
Right.
As well, so, yeah, I was wondering about that. No one's talking about the flu. I know COVID is surging, but are they using some of them flu numbers and calling it COVID? You just never know.
I guess it's more in the category of taking care of your body.
Yeah.
Just taking care of yourself. But that's just it.
And if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. Come in, and one of the fellas at work was talking about how a lot of the people that was so extra, that was spraying down everything, wearing the gloves, and just going, now I'm going to say overboard. They were just being extra cautious.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those guys tested positive at work. Me and the other guy at work was talking about that. We've got this one guy that sprays down everything.
Yeah.
And the other guy always putting his gloves on. Two other people that tested positive. So it's I guess it's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just, you know, wear your mask. Do the 6 feet thing. Most people work separate at work anyway, but a lot of times you stop and talk to people and you touching the doors or you going to the bathroom, you touching the doors, you in the break room, touching the microwave, and everybody else touched too.
Right.
So far, we both have tested negative. But about a couple months ago, we were, you know, sick for a few days, but our test came back negative. And like
which
I said,
was weird.
Yeah, in the past week, I tested negative again. I had to test before I go back to before I went back to work.
Yeah, God has really been good.
Yeah,
to us, he's been keeping us most definitely.
Yeah. Also, it also depends on who wins the election. Are they gonna try to do another Trump? I already said he ain't trying to shut nothing down because he's just gonna destroy it, make the economy worse.
Wow.
But Biden. If Biden does win, he doesn't get sworn into, but January 20th, 21st, something like that, January 20th, I believe. So if he wins, he can't just do a shutdown. And it's most likely, it'll be state, because, you know, we're the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to try to do a national mandate. I don't think that'll work. People ain't going to.
I mean, but people getting sick, though. I mean, I know the economy matters.
But will a close down help that? Because you still got to go to work, most people. Like if you work in one of them, you know, if you work in a service, like at a hotel, a restaurant, if we do another shutdown, they just going to crumble. And like we talked about a couple of other podcasts ago, how just restaurants are going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
The movie theaters, a lot of them aren't open back up to 2021.
Right.
The hotel business is down. People aren't traveling like they normally. A lot of people out of work. So it's just a mess. And it's, you know, it's no one's fault.
Right.
I know President Trump always blames China. But I know it, because he's the president, it all falls on him, but it's not his fault. Maybe he could have done a couple of things, but in the end, it's like not his fault.
Right.
Whoever was in the office, he was going to hit it. Like I'm saying, it's hitting the whole world hard, so it was going to hit us anyway.
Yeah, Trump always called it the China disease.
Yeah. Come from China.
Yeah.
And we started there, so who knows, man. And so who you think is going to pull that election out?
I do think Biden's going to win. I think Trump's going to win.
You think
again.
He's going to win?
Yeah. I do.
I don't know. When you look at the numbers in the polls, I think some of the polls you got to take a few numbers off because Trump is the he's the incumbent. And like I was saying before, it's a couple of podcasts ago, it's tough to defeat an incumbent president. We haven't had an incumbent lose since
92.
Mm-hmm. 91, 92 when Bush Sr. lost to Clinton. And, you know, parole was in the race. Maybe that was one of the reasons he lost. I remember that. No new taxes. But also, Ross Perot was in the race. That happened in 92, I guess. Well, anyway, I was 15. So that's, you're talking about 1992. You're talking about 28 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm 43 now. I was 15 in high school when that happened. Incumbents just don't lose.
Yeah.
But that's what I look at. I look at incumbents don't lose, even though a lot of the polls say Biden is up. And we have a massive turnout. We also got, you know, the House, the Senate. We got the local and state elections.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of stuff on the line. What are you laughing? I was making faces as well.
What were you saying?
It's a lot that's on the line. We got a lot of these local state elections.
Yeah.
Not just the presidential election or the House and the Senate. You got the local state elections.
Did you say something about the Democrat taking over the House?
Yeah, well, they control the House right now by a decent number. They're probably going to keep the House as the Senate. Republicans control the Senate by a few seats. And a lot of Republican senators, well, about six or seven that are in some tough re-elections.
Yeah, it is.
They could hold on. They could lose. I think they need to pick up three or four seats.
So what you think about Ms. Nancy Pelosi?
I mean, she's a politician. That she wouldn't. I don't just blame her. I mean, Mitch McConnell, they're not going to come together on anything. It's an election. And, you know.
I mean, they could have did it for the people, you know. They could have made a decision. She could have took that 1.9, trillion for the people.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of people struggling. It's a lot of people are struggling.
Yeah, they say they wanted 2.2. But like I said, we're in the middle of an election.
Yeah, maybe they want 2.2. The stimulus money is not going to go up. It's going to remain the same. It's still going to be $1,200. And yeah. $500 for teens, for children under 17.
But it's a lot of other things in that stimulus package besides the stimulus check.
Yeah.
I think the battle between the White House and the House of Representatives and the Senate is that money going to local cities. Going to just local cities and stuff. Mm-hmm. Trump don't want it to go. As you say, he don't want to go to the Democrat-run cities. Most of the major cities are run by Democrats, but he don't want the money to go to a lot of the local cities. You know, I believe the Republicans. So that's a sticking point.
You said we the Republicans?
The Republicans. I might have said that. Like, we
you
the
said we the Republicans. I'm like, wait, what?
I might need a drink of water. Or give me something to sip on my throat, bro. There's a lot of... Anything on your mind? Some other stuff I want to talk about.
Okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty. As you said, we the Republicans.
I didn't mean, if I said that, it was a. You know, sometimes my mouth gets dry.
So you're a Republican?
I consider myself an independent, free thinking black man. Yes, sir. Giggity. We also got the holidays, Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah, it's like right around the corner.
Thanksgiving, Christmas. Thanksgiving about three weeks, what is that?
Then about what, New Year?
Yeah, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Yeah. Nah, the 4th of July, baby, 4th of July. It's all the New Year.
Yeah.
Holiday. I don't think when the holidays come around, I think about no work, being off of work. But I just got off 14-day quarantine. But being off work. Yeah, what do you think about the upcoming, like, Black Friday? Because there's a lot of stores that's not going to be open on Black Friday.
Yeah.
It was a list. Let me go back and check out the list. Because I remember seeing that a couple of weeks ago. Black Friday store closed. I know, like, Lowe's and Home Depot. Let me look at the mess to make sure. Cause I saw. Okay, here goes some of the stores that's gonna be closed. They may open on Black Friday, but on you know, Black Friday have been started earlier and earlier over the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
Usually Black Friday start like Thursday afternoon, you know, after people don't eat, spend time with the family, and they go shopping together.
Right.
Or go to the movies. So Black Friday usually, they call it Black Friday, but it's basically started on Thanksgiving or Thursday. They said the stores that will be closed on Thanksgiving. They may open up that Friday, but it just, I'm reading this from BlackFriday.com.
Mm-hmm.
It said, due to COVID-19, retailers are announcing that they will remain closed on Thanksgiving. We will be open. They don't say nothing about Black Friday. Black Friday the next day. Okay, it's going to be Walmart, Target, Kohl's. Let me see. Bath and Body Works is going to be closed. It say a close on Thanksgiving, but to be announced on Black Friday. Because, you know, a lot of, you know, Black Friday basically starts early. Starts with, what, 5 or 6 on a Thursday, at Thanksgiving. So Bath and Body Works is going to be closed on Thanksgiving, but Bed Bath and Beyond going to be closed on Thanksgiving. But Black Friday has got to be announced. Belts closed on Thanksgiving, but we're open on Black Friday. Best Buy is closed on Thanksgiving, but we're open on Friday. BJ Wholesale Club is closed on Thanksgiving. That Black Friday would be online and in stores. Okay, that Black Friday start early, November the 20th. Boss Calls, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Closed. Costco will be closed, but to be announced on Black Friday. Dick's Sporting Goods, they always close on Thanksgiving. To be announced on Friday. Foot Locker. Most of these places are closed on Thanksgiving instead of opening up on Thanksgiving. But to be announced on for Black Friday. GameStop, same thing. Home Depot, JCPenney, Kohl's. Kohl's are going to open on Black Friday, but it's going to be closed at Thanksgiving. Lamps Plus, Macy's. Of course, the same thing. Most of these places will. REI was like a hunting store. I guess they sell outdoor stuff. They're going to be closed on Black Friday and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sam's Club, Target are closed, Ultra, Under Armour, Walmart, Sam's Club. Most of these places will probably open on Black Friday with some kind of weird schedule, but they're not going to be opening early like they've been over the past couple of years, like on Thanksgiving. So people ask, I don't ever go shopping on Black Friday. Last time that I really went shopping, I think I bought that TV. And that was before I met you. You're talking about over 10 years ago. I went to the Best Buy. I didn't even wake up early. I think I got up, it was like 9. I was like, man, I'm not getting up. I got up at 9, I remember going there, and they still had TVs all over the place, all on the floor. That was 10 years ago. So, I mean, Cyber Monday is going to be busy. Even Black Friday, where you can order online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an online order person, especially if I know what I want. Mostly not clothes online, but, you know, any electronics or, you know, I'm a natural soap person. Like my beard butters and all the face, all the natural products, I order that online.
Yeah.
But I want to, and that may affect a lot of these small local businesses.
Like, what do you?
Just mom and pop stores.
Oh, okay.
You know, like you said, if you got you a little shop and you sell hair products and stuff for women or something.
Yeah.
You probably are still open, but that, on top of a lot of people being out of work,
mm-hmm.
It's going to have a big effect. Now, if they were to pass the stimulus, they still could do it after the election, but maybe Trump said he went here, he want to do a massive one. So folks will have money for Christmas.
Yeah. I don't know about, since a lot of things are going to be closed Black Friday, So we might as well do that online shopping. But even that, you got to be cautious because.
Yeah, and I'm sure the stores not going to be, you know, they're going to be having on, you know, only so many people can come in at a time. That'll be nerve-wracking.
Right.
You get up at 5, if that store you want to go to is going to open that early or open, they still is probably going to restrictions. They're going to let 20 people in at a time. You know, people are going to take their time. So the good thing about that, you ain't got to fight over nothing. Cause they can only let so many people in at a time. You can't hit somebody with a flying arrow over TV. That always used to crack me up. And somebody told me something. I think I was watching a video. A lot of them places that sit all those TVs and electronic stuff out, they'd be like refurbished stuff, but people didn't know it. So it's basically you in there fighting over something that's refurbished. You know, refurbished, you might have, it may look new. It might have like a little mark, or they put it back in the box. Or sometimes, yeah. A lot of times stuff be refurbished, like if they make too many of them. They make too many LG TVs and just don't sell enough. Some of that stuff, it'd be refurbished, but it might be new. Or it may have a little scratch, what they call it? Little stuff that you don't, you ain't going to see on it with the naked eye. You fighting over a refurb TV, don't even know it. That's why I'm going to get some electronic. I don't know why. You know me. I like to look around and see who got discounts.
Yeah.
Who got promo codes. I ain't trying to pay full price for nothing. And, yeah, it's still a trying year for a lot of people.
So, with that being said, back to the online ordering stuff. You have those people, you know, even with dealing with the UPS
and,
FedEx, somebody might be get a little greedy or whatnot and think, oh, this might be a Apple laptop and just try to, you know.
Oh, steal it.
Yeah, keep it for themselves. And so, you guys be extra careful ordering things off the internet when that day comes.
Also, you can have stuff sent to your job if you're going to be there. Like, if you're getting off at 1 o'clock, you can have. Sometimes Amazon will hold your stuff at a certain place. I know I do that with UPS here. I have my stuff go to the UPS store over there. UPS store that's close to the house. Cause like sometimes if I don't know you're going to be at home, but I got a package coming out, you don't know what time it's going to come. Unless you got that UPS certain special tracking thing that they do. Right. You know what I'm saying? You can see if the package coming at 1, if no one's going to be here. But all my UPS stuff go to the UPS store. You can do the same thing with FedEx. Have it automatic goes. I know, but certain things have to come to your house because last year when I ordered that phone, I wanted to get it to hold it somewhere, and they was like, they couldn't do it. Something weird. I guess somebody was home when it came. Certain stuff they can do, and certain stuff they can't. But I got it set up. Is it coming through the UPS?
Yeah.
And goes to the UPS store. I just go and pick it up. And also, I can have my FedEx. But the thing is, with especially locally, the mail, because we had some problems with last year with missed delivering, just the mail folks just delivering to the wrong address. We had a couple things. We haven't had one in a while, and I noticed every time we had happened to us twice. I had something, and I think you had something, didn't you? Last year,
yeah.
They resent yours. I didn't re-get mine. And now I see a lot of companies adding that insurance to it. There's that new insurance on an app called something where that you get, it's like $1 extra. Also, the UPS is understaffed, you know.
They need people.
I mean, all over the country, they need people. That's where the mail comes later and later. They understaffed. And they was trying to get some money. They made got some money. They got some money a couple months ago in one of the stimulus packages. Or they passed a little bill for them to get money. But, you know, especially around this time. It's holiday season, too.
Yeah.
Like you were saying earlier with the package thieves, people stealing stuff. Get you a security camera.
Of course.
But
Most
you know,
definitely that.
but if people still gonna, do they really want to still gonna take it though?
Yeah,
Yeah,
they're
that's just
coming up to your house and
that's just a pissed off feeling. You come home, you expecting something, and somebody's pop up and scoop it up. You're like, man, come on. I haven't had that happen, but we have had our local last year, the year before, we were getting a lot of stuff misdelivered. I don't know what. Sometimes
yeah,
I
the
guess
people next street
streets.
over got, you know, the same, not the same address, but the same number lot as we do.
What do you mean?
So, you know, like we are 9.
Okay, somebody else is like kind of close. It's like
Yeah,
backwards.
yeah. So, some of our stuff's been
Like you stay
going
on
down.
14 3rd Avenue, but they delivered it to 3rd 14 Avenue.
Yes, yes,
They just
yes.
look at it and they scan them things right. They go through the house and should
I
tell them.
know.
I think they may have updated that. They said they got GPS of them scanners. So when they scan something, I know they be in a rush.
Right.
You just scan it and go. Scan something and the thing should tell you this is not the right address.
Right.
And I know a lot of times delivering, I never delivered mail. My cousin do it. I'm sure looking at that stuff for all day, you know, you end of the week or you just seeing all these addresses will get you sometime. But they got to do some update. I think they have because we ever had no issue since then. It
yeah.
might have been the worker. Who knows? I think we had that twice.
Yeah.
And usually when it happens, you can go to UPS. You go to their website. You put in a lost package. I've done that both times that our package didn't come. And I'm sure that one of that goes in the system so they know. At the local manager, this address put in 3 misdelivered packages that they never received.
Wow.
I don't know if that case. I know that sometimes they started hand delivering our stuff to the porch. You notice that? We would look on the security camera. Sometimes they would bring it to the porch.
And they'll put it behind our the little thing. Yeah.
Sometimes when they don't fit in the mailbox, but I notice they doing that with stuff that could fit. Because I will foul them things. We don't get something, I'll go straight to them.
Yeah, you
foul
do.
Foul it, I call. I said, man, we ain't getting our thing. And, you know, I'm sure it's not an easy job. And they stretch thin. That's why we be getting our mail late. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's 6 o'clock. You like, that's the mail? They going out the street at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I get later and later.
They stretch thin. I don't know if nobody want to work. Yeah, we had that happen a couple of times. Missed the little packages.
Yeah. I had to follow her all the way over to the next street.
Oh, you told me that time. So that would have been about 3.
Yeah, I had to follow her twice. My stuff got delivered over to the next street over. Twice with this lady here with the long braids and once with the older lady when she was, I guess, on vacation or doing another ride or whatever. And so she was like, my package got delivered. It said on my phone it got delivered, but I didn't get my package. And I had to show her. So she, I must gave it to so-and-so. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? So she had to turn around and go back and get it out of their mailbox.
That happened like a month or two
and
ago, didn't
it? Yep.
So they still doing it.
Yep.
Is it that same lady that used to deliver our package a year ago?
This right here was another lady.
Yeah, cause I notice that guy sometimes when I'm out there.
Yeah, the older guy.
Yeah, that's why sometimes when I do order over the mail, if I got a choice, some companies you get a choice.
Right.
You just FedEx or UPS. I do.
Yeah, but that'd be extra, you know.
Sometimes you gotta pay extra, baby. I'm not gonna pay $2 less and they misplace my package.
Yeah, especially when you pay.
You can't just be like, they should deliver it. And yeah, they should. But they struggling. That's why I do UPS sometimes.
I wonder if they just picky or what?
I don't know. One of that companies where I do order from, sometimes it comes. Sometimes it's like an extra $4 or $5, which is not a lot. I mean, you spend $4 on a cheeseburger. Hey, I want my packs
little. That's true. You're so right.
Like one of the companies, a couple of them that I order from, they give you the option to do regular mail, do express mail, which is a couple. You still it's coming through UPS.
Yeah.
Not UPS, but United States Postal Service. Let me make clear. So USPS.
USPS.
Or you can do FedEx or UPS.
Right.
That's when I do UPS when I order from a. Sometimes when I order from Bomb and Statics,
yeah,
I do UPS. And when I order from, but order a lot of stuff from like Garner's Garden, if I order something like $10, I send them to the regular mail. It's like $3 shipping. So I'm ordering something that's coming to 40 or 50 bucks from Garner's Garden or Bomb and Statics, I do UPS, not the post office. Yeah. I might have been saying, how have I been saying UPS? I meant to say UPS. United States Postal Service.
Right.
They've been misdelivering our stuff. United States, the post office is just, UPS been all right. Cause I get it delivered to the UPS store. I pay the extra $4. It's just $4. I'm like, have my package delivered safe, then I can go pick it up at the store. I can spend that $4, or, you know, you spend it on a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I know you said, nah, I don't know. Now, if that track record wasn't so bad in our neighborhood, it would have been a different story. I wouldn't mind, but if some stuff they only deliver to the post office, you have to get it that way.
Yeah.
But I always sign up for insurance, and which is an extra dollar or two. So I'm like, man, I hate paying for money for something that I don't get it. They be misdelivering. I was like, what are you delivering to her? Remember that woman said it was some guy that was on vacation? She might have been lying. I don't know who delivered to that guy. That's what I like when we got our security camera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, that time, my beard stuff.
That was like $80-something.
Yeah, $80-something. But now that his company got it, he didn't have insurance last time. But a lot of the other stuff that I ordered from other companies, they got insurance. So I guess he was a small business guy. I guess he finally added it to his will so he can get it insured.
Yeah.
It's only like a dollar. So, that, you know, I was pissed off about it. I put
yeah,
in a
I know you
missing
were.
Mail and everything. And I talked to the manager.
But they didn't do anything. There's nothing they could do.
My thing is, if you're getting the wrong mail, just take it back to the post office. If it's not yours, don't keep it and open it. If it's not yours.
Like, oh, I got some new stuff. Let's see what
it says. I mean, who does that? If I get something delivered here, if it's a package, it's not out, I'm going to take it to the post office. Be like, this was misdelivered. Or you could take it to the person's address. Or give it back to the, you see the mail person the next day. Be like, y'all missed, this is not our stuff.
Right.
But some people just keep your stuff. I don't know what happened. I didn't know if the mail lady kept it. I don't know. I was just like, what is going on? Or the person who delivered. It was funny, because remember, I was like, she was like, I was on vacation. But I didn't know who was delivering the mail, because I was at work. She could have delivered it, but put it off on some guy that was, when she wasn't there, she put it off on some other guy. Other guy. When I went to check on it, I went to the post office. The guy was like, he looked it up and see where it was scanned at, because like I said, them scanners got GPS. And I found out about that then. He said, he looked up and see where it was scanned at. That's the wrong address.
Wow.
But they couldn't get my stuff. But somehow, they went there. I don't know what happened. The person kept it or whatever.
They kept it.
I was like, come on, man. Come on. What else you got? Do you want to talk about? You got anything to add?
No.
I've been doing a lot of talking.
You have, which is good. No, I don't have anything.
Patricia doesn't have anything, y'all.
No.
And Corey finished blabbing his mom. Yeah, we want to thank y'all for joining us on this episode of our podcast.
Yep.
We just rambling on. We want y'all just to have a nice weekend. Take care out there.
Take care, you guys.
Goodbye.